It's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. You're listening to The Roadhouse here on WTIP. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. And we are so happy to be joined now in the studio by Rhoda Anderson-Habedank. Hey, Rhoda.
Hello.
Welcome back.
I am so glad to be here.
I'm so glad that you came back.
Thanks for having hot weather for me.
Our pleasure. Well, my pleasure. Yeah. I can't speak for everyone.
No, I don't think so.
But still good sleeping weather.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it cools down at night.
Yeah.
And mosquitoes are back at least, too. Yeah. Oh, there must be a new crop.
You say that in such a perky voice. Yeah, What's up with that?
I don't know. Being ridiculous, I think.
So thank you for joining us again. And I understand that we don't have any other performances to talk about this weekend coming up, but that you did one last night.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Oh, it was so fun. Brian and Stacy have a good thing going up at Poplar House that I just said, I'm going to be there. Do you need music? And they said, yes, come on up. So I'd never played up there before. And it was a hopping Thursday night. It was really fun. People were coming and going. The food was great. The weather was fantastic. That's why I know the mosquitoes are back, though, because they left the doors open. And by the time 9 o'clock rolled around, everybody was swatting around. But no, it was so much fun. I mean, there was a 6-month-old playing one of the shaky eggs for the songs. And it was just a fun evening. I had a great time. And the bartender is Eli Bentley, who grew up across the river from where I am. So we had he got up on stage too.
And he's a musician with the gin strings, right?
Yep. And they're playing down in Appleton this weekend. So he had to leave this morning. But yeah,
fun.
I like it when you talk about all the music that's going on around here. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Great artists are coming out of the woodwork in Grand Marais. It's fun.
Yeah. So tell us about your connection to the shore. You're not just like randomly up here, I know.
No, and I started thinking because I was listening to the radio to WTIP before I got in here, and it was somebody talking about memories of Grand Marais.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first, because I didn't come up here when I was little, because I lived in northern Wisconsin, and that felt similar enough.
Too much
that,
the same.
Yeah, we'd go to Lake Superior, but it was in Superior and Duluth. So, but my friend's dad was a park ranger here back in the 70s, and they moved to Spooner, Wisconsin, where I grew up, where I lived. And I just got to hear about Grand Marais then. He was a park ranger, and he was Arnie Long, his name was, for anyone listening who was back then. He was instrumental in getting the Nemacogin River to be a national waterway. And so they had strong connections. So I'd hear my friend talk about that. Sandy would talk about it. And but when I was in college, I got recruited to come and be a canoe guide at Wilderness Canoe Base. And I thought, sure, that sounds like fun. And I came up here and went, wow, this isn't really like Spooner, but I mean, it's woods, but it just was so much, it was a spiritual connection to have the lake here and then to go up into the Boundary Waters and have it be such a great experience. And I talked a little bit about last time I started writing songs, more and more songs, just feeling like I had to express this, this connection. So
now when you say you were recruited as a canoe guide, were you a quite experienced canoeist at that point?
Well, I grew up in a canoe, but I mean, it was really, they were looking for staff, summer staff, seasonal staff. And I had enough experience doing that. And I played guitar. So that always adds to the community. So I think they're looking for people with different skills. And I was just game to do anything, kind of confident and fearless. I was like, sure, I'll do that. And after that, then the next wilderness was move to LA. It's like, sure, I'll do that. You know, little did I know, but it was great experiences. So that just kept me coming back.
Sure.
Coming back.
Okay.
The big gap for me was when I was being a mom and there was more going on at home and on the farm where I didn't get to make the trip as much. But I think I've made up for that in the past 7 months.
Good. Yeah. Now, you live in the prettiest sounding place. Tell people where you live.
Right now, it is gorgeous. We live in Twin Valley, Minnesota. Our farm is right on the Wild Rice River. And just down the road, I was telling Ann before that we had a little block party at the Wild Rice Church, and that just was for everybody in the neighborhood. And your neighborhood kind of extends like 10 miles because farms are few and far between now. And everybody kind of gathered, and we had root beer floats and kind of a cookout, and it just was a fun gathering. And I didn't want to miss that. So I was there Wednesday night. And then my son and I, Kai and I, got in the pickup and towed his motorcycle and came up here and got here about 1:30 in the morning. There's a few deer out.
Yes.
Anyway, we farm. And right now the corn is like 11 feet high. And I'm not exaggerating. It was a I don't know. The corn's going crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. And yeah, Twin Valley. It's west of the White Earth Indian Reservation. And yeah, it is pretty.
Yeah. It just sounds idyllic.
It's cozy. Yeah. It's Lake Wobegon.
Nice.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
Well, we would love to hear a song.
Oh, well, I would love to sing.
All right.
Look at this. I brought my guitar.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Magic.
I learned a song since I was here last, and it was just a tune I remember from my childhood. And I love the internet for that reason. I could find this, but I guess Johnny Mathis did this one, and it's called Touch the Wind. And when I look at Hjordis out there on the lake and in the harbor, I just think this is a really pretty picture of touching the wind. So here it is. I woke up this morning and my mind fell away, looking back sadly from tomorrow, as I heard an echo from the past softly say, come back, come back, won't you stay? I wanted to reach you, let you know I still care. I'm lost in the silence of my sorrow, and I put a promise in the wind on the air to fly away to you there. Touch the wind, catch my love as it goes sailing. Touch the wind, and I'll be close to only forever can I say I love you, and only forever have I lost you. But only a dreamer would wake up as I do and hope it's still yesterday. Touch the catch my love as it goes sailing. Touch the wind, and I'll be close to you. Touch the wind, catch my love as it goes sailing.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Rhoda Anderson Habedank here on the Roadhouse. That was lovely. And that was originally a Johnny Mathis song?
I can't remember. I think it comes out of either Central America or Mexico. I think it was called Eres Tu.
Eres Tu. Yes. Yeah. I thought I recognized the riff in the middle.
Right.
But I thought, well, I must be imagining that.
But I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know what it means. But I looked it up and then it had, anyway, yeah.
Nice.
I thought it was pretty.
That is lovely.
The image of touching the wind is, yeah.
You mentioned being able to find so many songs on the internet. Is that, talk to us about how you find things to learn.
Oh, sometimes it's a movie I watch and I'm like, oh, I forgot I liked that song. And then, you know, like I was watching Some Kind of Wonderful. Remember that one?
Uh-uh.
From the 80s? Oh, Eric Stoltz is in it. He's very handsome.
Okay.
It was when I was living in LA. I remember going to the movie theater and seeing it. But there's a group called Lick the Tins that does, what was the song? I can't remember. But I heard it at the end. And I went, oh, I forgot I like that. And then you can just look it up. You know, you don't have to rewind or anything. And but sometimes it's just a memory, or sometimes it's listening to radio stations like you have and here, where you're playing such a great eclectic group
variety,
and I connect with it and I think, can I do that like me? And I just did a Roger Whittaker one for my friends Karen and Tony, and they were like, oh, I forgot I liked that song. You know, so to sing it as a female guitar playing artist is kind of can change it up enough that you hear it in a new way. So, yeah.
That's so serendipity.
It is serendipity, and I try to go with it. Right. Try to say yes to everything now.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Some shape, way, shape, or form, as long as I'm safe, I guess.
That's right. Do you find yourself looking to a more to male or female artists, or is it a mix?
It's really a mix.
Okay.
I love hearing females and what they do, but what I don't want to do is try to mimic them. I try to use what I have, and that's come with more confidence as I play.
Sure.
And yeah.
Right.
Somebody asked me, how long have you been playing? I said, I'm just going to tell you I started playing when I'm 16. Okay? That's all I'm going to say.
That's legitimate.
Yes, because I didn't have a guitar. Did I tell you this?
No.
So I didn't have a guitar, but I had learned three chords. So every time we'd go anywhere where there was a music store, I would go back into the where you can play and you can take a guitar to play to try it out, and I would go play. I loved it.
And so when did you start doing that, though?
Then I was 16.
Okay, so before he's 16, though, something tells me that you were already in love with music.
Oh, yes. How did you know? It's been kind of an organic thing in our family. I mean, you just, in the car, we were just talking about how smartphones can take you away from connecting with people. And in the car, we sang. My grandma was a singer. My grandma was an organic musician. She played the squeeze box. She played, which reminds me of another song. but she played the guitar. She sang. She yodeled. And I wrote a song about her when I was in college so I could perform at the homecoming show at Concordia College. So nice. I didn't make the choir. I always talk about that. I'm not bitter. I'm a Concordia choir reject and kind of proud of that. I don't know.
Oh, but it's a claim to fame.
Yes, yes.
You're not bitter because you're triumphant.
Rise from the ashes of disaster.
Have you ever heard age and treachery will beat youth and skill every time?
Yes. Oh, that's fun. Yeah. So, yeah, it was organic. Good call there. That's kind of music is all around, and both my parents loved it, and I remember them singing just randomly. And yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when did you get your first guitar?
I got my first guitar. This is so good. Well, I would borrow from my dad's buddy, Marv. He lived across the road. They bought a little piece of land, and they had horses, and they reconnected after growing up in Milwaukee together, whatever. But he would loan me his guitar, and so I'd borrow it. And I feel bad because I'm borrowing it now for a month. And I just didn't have, I thought, this is precious, this guitar. Well, he wasn't playing it. And now I've loaned my guitar to so many people, and I have three or four that I loan out, and I forget where they are. You know, Eli, I think I told you that, he'd borrow mine because then he couldn't sell it because he would have to sell his instrument to pay rent. But if he borrowed mine, he wouldn't sell my guitar. So anyway, then when I was a senior, I was going down to Eau Claire with some friends, and I had half the cash. My parents were helping with the other half, and I was going to the music store to buy this guitar. So I did. I was so excited. I put it in the trunk, and I came home and hit a patch of ice with my friends in there, and we did 2 360s and ended up backwards down in the ditch right by Chautauqua, Wisconsin off of I-94, and we were okay. But as soon as I figured out everybody else was okay, I went to the trunk. Is that guitar okay? Yeah. So that's the first guitar I had.
And it was okay?
It was all okay. Oh, yes, it was.
That's good.
Yes.
I was afraid that was going to be a really sad story.
No. And then I've had some other stories of guitars being stolen and finding them and getting people. Yeah. One was in a pawn shop. Somebody stole my guitar out of my office where I worked in Fargo. And so I called the pawn shops. And sure enough, it was a Martin that I'd bought because I'd gotten a guitar stolen when I lived in L.A., so I had this beautiful little Shenandoah Martin that got stolen. And and the guy from the pawn shop says, oh, man, you must be bumming. I said, I am. 20 minutes later, this young man walked in and tried to sell my Martin for $50. So he says, yeah, hey, give me your driver's license and I'll. So he took back and called the cops, and then he called me, and I have it.
Wow, yay! That's lucky.
That's a happy ending.
That is happy. I want to hear about living in L.A. and living in Fargo. Talk to us about those opposites.
Yeah. I had, Well, when I graduated college, I had gotten a few phone calls, and it was partly because of this music, this guitar thing. People think, well, you work with kids, you play guitar, you could do this job. And I didn't have the confidence that I have learned is so valuable since then. But the one job was right there in Moorhead, and the other job was in LA, and they called me. My senior year, it makes me giggle now because they're like, hey, we've heard about you. Somebody gave us your name and we're looking for someone to work with youth in North Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, cool. Is this a prank call? I mean, it was really odd. My roommate's like, no, they called earlier and they gave me the number. And so they said, we'd love to have you come out for an interview. And I was like, oh, thank you. But I'm a college kid and I'd never been on an airplane. They flew me out there. I felt like I was a celebrity. So I got this interview and I thought, I could live out here. It's just people. It's living in close quarters. I could do this. So they hired me and I worked out there for a couple of years. It was a great experience.
And this was at a school?
A school and a church. Yep, in North Hollywood. Cool. Kind of there in the middle of urban renewal. So I was in the middle of a lot of culture change that I had never experienced. And it was one thing to come up here and work in the wilderness. But that wilderness was familiar to me. This wilderness out in LA was kind of new. And I learned a lot about myself and people. And it was a very good experience. I'm really glad. Serendipity again.
I'm kind of feeling like Rhoda would enjoy talking with our second guest.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'll stick around, huh?
No. He was on before you.
Oh, yes.
The Chicagoan who...
Oh, yeah. I was hearing
Alex
that.
Alex Kotlowitz.
Yes.
Same kind of thing. City, urban city and boundary mm-hmm. waters. Anyway.
Different kinds of wilderness.
Interesting. Yeah. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Rhoda Anderson-Habedank. She's here in studio with her guitar playing for us and, of course, chatting about everything.
Yes. You need to use that cut me off sign.
I'm not doing that. So can you do another one for us, please?
Sure. This is the first one I ever wrote to share with anyone.
All right.
I was working at a camp, and once again, I'm, you know, the guitar player, so they'd pay $100 extra a summer if you played guitar. $100 a summer. I think about that. 5 nights a week, I was playing till my fingers bled. But I was happy to do it. I'm glad I wasn't tainted. But this song is called Lunin. And as I was writing the words down, because I tend to forget now, I thought, wow, I knew more than I thought I knew when I was 18 and I wrote this song. And it really matters. It's about being connected to what matters in the planet, and it's being connected to other people. And this song kind of talks about that. And loons, which I fell in love with, you know. You know what? I love loons, but I wasn't a big fan of the whippoorwill. And that's a whole other thing. I can talk to you about that. I used to be kind of scared of them, but anyway. So here we are. Do you want me to start?
Please.
Okay. Stop talking and sing. There's no moon out tonight, but the stars are shining bright. The air is so still, and the trees such a beautiful sight. Like the loon so often alone, I have this time to call my own. With the loon on her lake, calling out with a lonesome moan. In a way I'm looning. Yes, I'm looning, but I'm not alone. For God is with me, and he wants me for his own. Wherever I go, God is with me, of this I'm sure. But when troubles come, being here seems to be the cure, here in Lunin. But even loons aren't always alone. They call out in a hollow tone, and when another answers a call, sends shivers right to the bone. So is it with me, my friend? I need your laughter, my troubles to mend. And all our talk about nothing is a comfort right to the end. And together we're looning. Yes, we're looning, but we're not alone. For God is with us, and he wants us for his own. wherever we go, God is with us, of this we are sure. But when troubles come, being here seems to be the cure, here in Lunin, here in Lunin. Do 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 do.
Very nice. That was Rhoda Anderson Habenach, vocals, guitar, and loon.
And loon sound.
Nice. I think, isn't there a loon calling contest?
I'm looking right now because I know there is. I'm just trying to find out if it's already happened or not.
Oh, gosh. I sure hope not.
Through the schedule.
Because that was nice. Oh, that was really nice, Rhoda.
You guys are generous. We
want you to win.
It is from 6 to 6:30 this evening.
Right now. Oh, darn it. Oh, I'm just missing it.
Oh, no.
And it was the state loon calling championship. Oh, championship preliminary round. Oh. Hey, listen.
The finals are tomorrow night. Maybe you can just say.
We're going to sneak you in.
Yeah. We'll use the recording and we'll see. No.
Hang out in the periphery. Do your call a couple times. You're going to realize. We missed her last night.
This is what I'll say. Yeah, just randomly shoot out a call. And I'll say, and I was on WTIP last night. You may have heard me. Yeah, no.
Right. You can do it. You can do it.
Oh. So that was your first song you wrote for public consumption?
Public consumption.
What age?
I was 18.
Nice.
I turned 18 that summer. I'd written one. I turned 19 that summer. Anyway, I'd written one for a boy, but I can't really even remember it.
Yeah, for the boy,
For the boy. For one boy. Yeah. First boyfriend ever. It was kind of sweet. Didn't play that really for anybody but him, though. And this is all news to people. I'm really spilling my guts with you guys. I'm not going to mention any names.
We're working it.
It's okay.
Confessions. Oh, one.
It's all good.
Yeah.
So you were talking about, I know this, you had emailed me about this, and then when you mentioned being up at Poplar House and the six-month-old with the rattle thingy.
Yes.
I know that you really feel like music is a way for people to really connect and that's how you use it in your in your life and your work.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, wouldn't it be amazing to be the most talented guitar player or the most, phenomenal vocalist? And they are out there and I appreciate that. But in my little world, my realm, I just feel like the best thing, as I've gained momentum and wisdom of who I am and what I bring to this planet, when I see people connecting over music, that's what I feel like, wow, this is a moment. When you can walk away from time I get to spend with you and you say, that was wonderful time, that's what I look for. Mm-hmm. And I can see it when you're standing up there in front of people and you see them having this moment. Like last night, I guess it was Trailers for Sailor Rent. King of the Road.
Yeah.
That when I sang that one, this guy at the bar was like, oh, I love that song.
Me too. I know every word.
Yes, exactly. And every engineer on every train and all the children and all their names. So that just makes my heart kind of swell. Like I said, there's connections with people is what keeps us going. And I see it as a school counselor, that it's connecting. And that's why there's a blue guitar hanging on my wall, that if a student comes in and needs something, but they don't know how to say it, I'll just say, hey, how about a 5-minute guitar lesson? I can teach you to play. So then we do bom, 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 bom,
smoke on the water
right there on that bass E, and they feel
good. I liked her.
Yeah. And they feel connected to, they've accomplished something in 5 minutes, but also they loosen up. They know that my reason for being there isn't to judge, it's just to care for them. Mm-hmm. And then they wonder, why do you care for me? Why would I not care for you? You're a human walking around the planet. You've got great value. So if I can help, I just want to. So
that's great. So do you mentioned your 4 or 5 guitars that you loan out and so on. Do you teach a lot of guitar?
Look at that big pause I had there. What was it? I usually don't. I'm not good at the organized part. So it's hard for me to. Just case in point. I had a guitar student and it was January. And we had a horrible event happen. Kathleen and Russell Vitton's house burned down. And so I got the call, and my friend Karen said, I'm going up. You want to go with me? And yes, let's go be moral support. And I jumped in the car and took off. And at about 3 a.m, I woke up going, oh, Tommy Nowick had a guitar lesson tonight. You know, so he got off the bus out on our farm, which is a mile from anybody, and was smart enough to go in, you know, and call his mom and say, she's not here. So I have tried to keep it at the school and free. On, you know, just call me up and we'll do that. I'm not a theory teacher. I go by gut and ear. So, mm-hmm. But I do teach a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. Start with ukulele with a lot of kids. So oh. Long answer to a short question.
What is ukulele easier?
A little bit for their hands. Okay. The smaller, you know, oh. Like if you're 7 and you have small hands, at least you can get a good sound out. And if you want to sing, and they're now my friend Carrie, who's the choir director at our school, is. She's got enough ukuleles to teach all the fourth graders.
So, fun.
Yes, it is fun.
So there's like a whole ukulele band?
Yes, like a choir. They're at the Titan Ukulele Choir.
They should start a ukulele marching band.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
That'd be so cool.
Well, you know how the recorders, I think the third graders get recorders, and now they move up to ukuleles. So, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we would love to hear at least one more.
Well, should I? I yodeled last time.
Oh, well, please.
This one
can't get enough.
The truth. Yodeling, accordions, all that good stuff. This one is a true story about my grandma. When I went to college and I had yodeled the year before, the only song I knew. And then they asked me back and I was like, I only know the one song. And my little brother was at home on the extension. He goes, well, why don't you write one? I'm like, yeah, right, Artie. And then I hung up the phone and thought, wisdom from my brother. Maybe I could. And then this song was the one that I wrote about my grandma. So it's a true story. Everything in here, the names have not been changed because no one is innocent. So if you're at home and want to yodel along, the best place to be is probably the bathroom. It echoes really well in there, I've found. Or a silo if you have one. So take your radio and go. Okay, enough of that. My grandma died when she was 98 3/4, and she lived right up to the end, and she just didn't wake up one morning. So I'm so excited that her life got to be like that.
Yes.
And her legend is wonderful, and I got to sing this at her funeral. So it's quite wonderful. So, there's a lady in my life. She is my grandpa's wife. She's the mother of my dad. She's my grandma. With a halo of white and a smile so warm and bright, she's the master of hugs, that's my grandma. And when in the evening, when grandpa plays his harmonica, grandma sits and strums and sings along. Yodeloo-dee-oh, um-dee-loo-dee-oh, oh dee-loo-dee, um-dee-loo-dee, yodeloo-dee-oh, um-dee-loo-dee-oh. From my perch in my chair, I pretended not to care, but I always wanted to sing like my grandma. So I'd practice in the woods, just dreaming that I could. And now I can yodel like Grandma. So in the evening, when Grandpa plays his harmonica, Grandma and I will sing along. Yodel-oo-dee, oh, um-diddle-oo-dee, oh, oh, diddle-oo-dee, um-diddle-oo-dee, yodel-ay-dee, oh, um-diddle-oo-dee, oh. So if you're singing along, this is the third verse, and there's one more chorus that you can let loose on. In the garden on her knees, just weeding out those peas, or on her knees in prayer, that's my grandma. Though she's been through some strife, God's the center of her life, and she's found her hope in him, that's my grandma. So when she's called home with the angels, she won't need a harp, for the heavens they will ring with grandma's song. Right here's where you come in. Here's the tricky part. Maybe I should join the old.
Very,
or no, it's the
very nice. You've been listening to Rhoda Anderson Habedank here on WTIP Yodeling. Now, that was much more extensive yodeling than you provided last time.
I did. I kind of went over
that. That was nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
I committed on that one.
Is that
I,
a hard thing to learn?
For me, I just mimicked. So when I was at college, I thought it was like a stupid human trick that everybody could do, but only grandmas did, kind of, you know. So I just mimicked people. It's probably not great for your voice, but I can. So one of my other things, my roommate made the Concordia Choir, and she came back one day. Back to this. I'm not bitter. I'm really not bitter.
Triumphant.
Yes.
Triumphant.
Exactly.
Because who's on WTIP right
exactly.
now live performing?
It's not the Concordia Choir. No. She came back and she said, you'll never guess what. The director, which was it one of the Christiansens, I mean, kind of a big deal. She said he mentioned you, not by name, but he knew that you had yodeled, and it was a quality that he was looking for in one of the songs. He was, I don't know what he said, but she said he kind of mentioned you without saying your name. And I went, oh my gosh, that's like rub elbows with the
greatness. So,
yes, really. Give me a little credence for something. But
oh,
yeah,
that's so fun. What a sweet tribute to your grandma.
Oh,
I bet people loved that song.
Yes, it makes a connection. That song got her a free trip to L.A. I was singing it for one of the ladies' groups in North Hollywood, and they were like, would she ever come and see us and yodel and play? And I was like, she's never been on an airplane either, and not a lot of money in the family. So they're like, we'll just take up a collection. We'd love her to come here.
Aww.
So she came, and they all gathered and had like a tea, and she sang, and she felt important. She was so embarrassed, I remember. But then I took her to Disneyland and dragged her all over the place. It was pretty fun.
How old was she at the time?
I know. I'm thinking of that now. Probably 68.
Okay.
Yeah, she was, probably 68.
That's really sweet.
Yes.
That's
I have lots
really
of
sweet.
Good memories. That I got to have my grandma around me until this late in life was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You're lucky.
Yeah, I
That's
was.
That's nice.
I feel it.
So you mentioned us before we went on the air that you're hoping to come up some more in this fall.
Oh, I hope
Tell
so.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I do have to go back to work, but, you know, that Prius, I hit a raccoon with it a year ago, and it's still going like crazy. It's good on the gas mileage, and I don't mind driving, but some of the dates that people had when I was going around and asking, they said, well, in the fall, maybe we'll have some openings. So some of the places I haven't been, I don't know if I'd say them on the air, but mm-hmm. it just would be fun to play in some of the venues around here again. The Gunflint Tavern was so fun. I was here with my brother. And then Poplar House, like I said last night, was just a ball. Wonder Bar is always, they're just so gracious over there, and they make everything so fun. And yeah, and here on WTIP, thank you very much. This has been really fun,
yes.
And I'm telling people about it regularly.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and what a great thing you guys have going here.
Thank you.
Yeah, have you used that jingle again?
I think we use it during member drive.
Did you?
Yes, and we'll use it again during our next member drive, I'm sure. She wrote a beautiful little jingle for us.
Oh, it was kind
of very fun.
Yeah.
So I think we would have time for one little short one.
Oh, Oh,
if you have a little short one.
We're going to make you work.
Well, yeah. And we should mention, too, that DK and Science Guy are over in Studio B getting small change ready. It'll be lots of fun, and we'll be turning it over to them right at 7 o'clock. But in the meantime, Rhoda Anderson Habedank is here, and she's going to give us one more quick tune.
Yeah, this one is older. I heard a lot of laughing from next door. Is that them?
Yeah.
There was a lot of laughing when I was out in the lobby.
They're getting ready for Small Change, which is it's our trivia show. It's very fast-paced.
It's really fun.
Oh, fun. Yeah,
very competitive.
I will definitely listen to that. That'd be fun. And I'm going to go down and play bingo after I eat something.
That's good.
I know. I feel like I could maybe win tonight. It's been a good day. I'm going to ride the wave, right? This one people can sing along with, too. I don't know if this was in the 30s, 40s maybe. This song was popular. Nope, 31 is what it says here. I don't know if I should use a pick. I'll try it. Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? Why not take all of me? Oh, can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Left me with eyes that cry. Oh, how can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all? Why not take all? Why not take all of me?
Oh, that's a favorite.
That's a good one.
I love that song.
Yeah, who did that one?
I don't know, but Sinatra sang it.
Yes, that's right.
But have you seen the movie?
All of Me.
Oh, go rent the movie.
Okay.
Steve Martin and Lily Tomlin.
Oh.
It's hilarious.
There was one. See, that song that Steve Martin did in, was it in The Jerk? This is serendipity moment and random. Squirrel. with the ukulele. Oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love that one. Watch.
Oh, yeah. Get All of Me. Okay. It's really fun.
I will. Definitely. Oh,
Rhoda, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
Really fun, and I hope you will come back.
Well, you've got my email.
I do. Yes. I'll use it.
And bring your llama notebook.
I will. It's quite serendipitous, isn't it?
It's really fun.
I love that word.
It's fun.
Thank you so much,
thank you,
guys.
Thank you, Rhoda.
This is fun.